The parable tells us about the human sense of justice as well as the extravagant grace of God's generosity. One side, human sense of justice. On the other side, grace, God's grace of generosity, extravagant grace. So where to place, how to understand? The whole thing, I would put it from this angle. God created the world out of love. When man sinned against God, out of justice, he condemned him. But out of mercy and generosity, God saved him. This is Catholic theology. Out of love, created. Out of justice, punished. Out of mercy and compassion, saved. We are saved. Thank you. But what happens? Three presidents went to the Heavenly Father. One was an American president. Other one was a Russian president. Other one was my president, Indian president. Three of them went, and the American president told the Father in heaven, "We have gone on the moon and landed there. 1969, somewhere there. We have landed there." Heavenly Father said, "Good, very good, keep it up." And the Russian president went and he said, "We have gone down under the Pacific Ocean. We have found out a submarine which can go under the earth." "Wow, go, don't go below." And the Indian president went and looked here and there. He said, I came to see you. He has not found out anything, so he said, "I came to see you. There is something, lot of thing is there. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, Philip is asking our Lord, "Where do you live?" Jesus says, Come and see. We have to see. God is a God of love. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. It's very difficult to understand. St. Paul says, put together all the human wisdom of the humanity, we cannot even reach the glimpse of God. We can only experience through Christ the glimpse of God. Only through Christ we can know the Father. Our Lord himself says. So that's why St. Paul comes here in the second reading. He says, "For me, to live is Christ." Why he says? Because he has experienced the risen Lord. He has seen the risen Christ. The Christic experience. The Christocentric life St. Paul had experienced. He speaks about, out of that. "For me, to live is Christ." We have to have that personal experience with Christ to speak about Christ. Unless we have that personal encounter with God, Christ, we cannot speak. Once in India again, one of our bishop was addressing a group of children's school students, about 4,000, huge gathering of students. 95% of them are non-Christians. 97% are non-Christians. And some are Christians and Muslims. Now, he was speaking about Christ. They are non-Christians. Best opportunity to speak about Jesus. So he spoke about from different quotations and all that. Now, at the end of the speech or talk or lecture, one child raised the hand and said, "Bishop, you have spoken about Jesus Christ. Say something from your heart about Jesus. What is your personal experience of Jesus? That tell us." The personal experience is important. I need to experience Christ. As St. Paul says, he has experienced a risen Christ. So you and I, we need to experience a Christ in the Eucharistic celebration, maybe. In the praying together of the Bible reflection, sharing, or reciting rosary, or going for a pilgrimage, or helping some poor, helping some needy. There are some of you who do that. That is a way in which we can experience God. And that's where the parable comes. In the parable, the landowner goes to the market. In the Palestinian background, in those days, when people are standing in the marketplace means they have nothing to eat. If they don't go for work that day, everybody goes to bed hungry. That is the situation. Those men are standing there. The landowner goes there, looks at them and tells them, come and work in my vineyard. That was dawn. Agreed for, say, let's put it $2. They go. Then again he goes around 9 o'clock and then 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, again 5 o'clock in the evening. They all work. Those who went early in the morning, they think they will get more money, maybe $5, $10. And those who went last, they thought we may get some cents. But when the time was over, he called his manager and told them to give everyone equal pay. Where is justice? Human sense of justice says no, should not be. That is a human way of looking at. It is true. But there is a point in why Jesus says, the landowner says, you agreed for $2 in the morning, right? Shut up, go. You get it and you go, thank you, finish, matter is over. Your agreement is over. I am generous to the least one. Why do you worry about it? It is my money. I can do anything with my money to the one who is in need. This is what is important. God is God of love. God is God of justice. God is God of generosity, mercy, compassion to the poor, needy. Justice is done. In Catholic theology, sufficient grace is given to everybody under the sun. Efficient grace may be given to those whom God wants, which we cannot question. God has given to sufficient grace to everyone. That grace is sufficient. But efficient grace, more grace can be given. Generous. God is generous. There are people here, a lot of people are generous in helping so many ways I know for certain. Now that generosity is important. Again in heaven, Saint Peter was standing there. Somebody went there after death and Saint Peter asked, your name, what is your religion? He said, I am a Catholic. Oh, you are a Catholic. Your room is number 20. But be sure, when you cross room number 8, don't make noise. Don't make noise. Go to room number 20. Next day, another gentleman came. He belongs to some denominational, group, probably Baptist or Evangelical, Pentecostal. So he came there and Peter asked, what is your religion? He said, I am a denominational Christian. Okay, you have room number 25. But don't make noise when you cross room number 8. That is important. Then the third day, another fellow came. The lady comes. She says, I am a Jewish woman. I practice Judaism. Oh, very good. Come. Very good. Your room is room number 30. But don't make noise when you cross room number 8. And the lady was bold enough to ask Peter, why? It's heaven. I am free to make noise. I can speak. Why you are putting condition and control? And Peter said, don't make noise, room number 8, because those fellows, they think they are the only ones in heaven. They are the only ones living in heaven. They think others who have no place. God can do wonders with anyone. God can do anything with anyone. We can't question. God can do anything. My dear friends, God is a God of love, God is God of justice, God is God of generosity. The first will be the last will be the first. I read this passage some years ago. I was traveling from New York to London. I was in stage for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and I had some meeting in BBC London radio, and my flight took off from New York, John F. Kennedy station. The moment he took off, after 10 minutes, he says, the pilot, I am facing a technical problem. I don't know where I am going to land. You know what happens? I pulled out my rosary. I closed my eyes and began to recite rosary. He said, somewhere I will land. So he landed in Philadelphia, not in London. He landed in Philadelphia. And we were given hotel accommodation whole night. We slept the following day. Morning, we were brought to the airport. And everybody was pushing and pulling and yelling to get the boarding pass. I was there, quiet, standing there. I was the last one in the line. I don't know why, what it happened. I was an Indian priest, maybe. I was the last one in the line. I went to the counter. The lady was a supervisor. Everywhere, women are good that way. So the lady looked at me and she said, I have been noticing at you. You have been very patient. We give you business class. You get in. We have to be kind, patient. We have to be patient, kind, and be good. That's all. Don't question, don't grumble. God is God of love, God of justice, God of generosity. Let us show our generosity to those brothers and sisters who are in need. Thank you. Amen.